Laurentian University's Sports Administration Program, or SPAD, holds a unique place in Canadian education and sports history. Launched in 1972, it was literally a game-changer in responding to a critical gap identified by Clarence Campbell, the then-commissioner of the National Hockey League. Campbell publicly pointed out that many business executives knew their way around a balance sheet but lacked an understanding in the sports world in which they were operating. In response, the director of Laurentian's School of Commerce and the director of the School of Physical Education were inspired to develop a specialized program to bridge this divide. They formed a committee that included Clarence Campbell, commissioner of the CFL, Jake Goddard, general manager of the Montreal Expos, the president of Hockey Canada, various other executives, and Laurentian University professors. Anthony Church, director of the Sports Administration Program at Laurentian, says, "All of these influential people formed our first advisory board, which designed the curriculum for a new business school that was different than any other program out there. Throughout its 53-year history, the program has had an advisory board and strong links to industry that allows them to evolve and change as industry evolves and changes. First of its kind in Canada. As Canada's first university to offer a Bachelor of Commerce degree with a specialization in sports administration, Laurentian's SPAD program puts sports and business on an equal footing. Students grasp the unique dynamics of sports management, from player contracts to team marketing, ensuring that they can navigate both the boardroom and the locker room. For example, when professors are talking about generating more revenue, they would use the example of the redesign of the Rogers Center rather than talking about Walmart's shelf and floor space. The four-year program student cohorts are small by design. First-year capacity is capped at about 50 students because of the extensive experiential learning, placement, and internship opportunities. Students gain practical skills and are engaged with decision-makers in the sport industry. It's a popular program and most students come from outside of Greater Sudbury." Church says, "Executives in sport are often telling prospective students about this program. Incoming students are almost always connected to a graduate or someone in the industry who told them about the program. Students gain a lot through industry speakers, special events, networking, internships, and consulting projects. Students also job shadow with a sales team." Laurentian is unique in that it has two business schools. One is the traditional School of Business Administration and the other is the School of Sports Administration. Putting students on a career path. Piper Letamaki-Crissier is a fourth-year SPAD student who has always had a passion for athletics. She says, "I've always been interested in sports and loved mathematics. When I looked into the SPAD program, I decided it was exactly the education and career path that I wanted to take." Letamaki-Crissier's next steps will likely be pursuing an MBA or attending law school. She says, "My dream job is to be a sport agent. I was inspired after attending a sports business conference with other students in Montreal. I heard a speaker who runs his own sports agency representing athletes, and I had no idea that was even an option in the sports business sector. I said, this is exactly what I want to do." As an intern, Letamaki-Crissier worked with the Canada Games Council, which is planning for the 2025 Summer Games. She says, "It was an amazing opportunity to learn about organizing and hosting sporting events. SPAD opens a lot of doors to students. My experience at SPAD has been fantastic. I've had the opportunity to work with the alumni board, pursue an internship, attend conferences, and the professors are fantastic." Capstone experience is a highlight for students. In their final semester, students will complete an international consulting project with a sports organization in a specific market. Students who act as consultants will spend months working on possible solutions to a company's real-life problems. Church says, "When we travel to the market at the end of the semester, our students will make a presentation to company executives in their boardroom as consultants recommending solutions to their problem. Instead of looking at case studies from the past, Laurentian students are solving business problems in the present." In 2009, students made recommendations to a U.S. university around the use of social media. After the presentation, when students were touring the campus, the school was already implementing some of the students' suggestions. Church adds, when organizations hear our students' presentation, they are often amazed by the level of professionalism and depth of knowledge the students bring. Next month, SPAD students will be traveling to Germany to make a presentation to Adidas executives. Last year, students were in Los Angeles working with the NHL's Los Angeles Kings and the LA Galaxy, a professional men's soccer club. In the 40 years Laurentian students have been doing capstone projects, they've been representing Laurentian University around the world. Developing sports professionals for the global world. Laurentian University is proud of their sport management program and its graduates. Anthony Church says, most of the Canadian sports system was being built at a time when our program started producing graduates. They have been in the industry through NHL expansion, the birth of the Blue Jays and the Raptors, and hosting Olympic Games on Canadian soil. We had never hosted an Olympic Games until 4 years after our program was created. Kyle Davidson, general manager of the Chicago Blackhawks, is a SPAD graduate who was also born and raised in Sudbury. Another accomplished alumnus is Tom Greco, CEO of Advanced Auto Parts, a Fortune 500 company. Many of their graduates go on to work in traditional industry. With a Bachelor of Commerce degree, SPAD graduates can pursue other paths and work anywhere in the business world. Church adds, the job prospects for our graduates are quite high compared to other sport management programs that do not offer a business degree. About a third of our students go on to work outside of the sport industry. Many students engaged in sports are outgoing, good team players, disciplined, and have a great work ethic, which are attributes that business leaders want. Church says, a lot of the skills that are taught and are innate in our students make for very attractive employees. We attract excellent students, which is why we graduate great alumni. In the early 80s, many sales-focused organizations, such as insurance and packaged goods companies, were recruiting from the SPAD program because they liked the skill sets of their graduates. Church says, sports is not a limiting factor but rather an enhancement that develops the kind of employees most organizations would want to hire. Best of both worlds. Laurentian University's sports administration program combines a passion for sports with a strong foundation in business. It's not just about understanding the game, but knowing how to build, manage, and market organizations that make the sporting and business worlds thrive. The program gives students who have a head for business and a heart for sports the business acumen that companies are eager to hire. Discover the educational opportunities and career possibilities in Laurentian University's Sports Administration program.